You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Total Screamers podcast. My name is Jed, and this evening I'm joined by Billy. Say hello, Billy.
Hello, mate. You all right?
I'm very well. Thank you, Billy. I'm very well. And you know exactly why I'm very well. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just me and Billy on today, but we're here to talk about Fantasy League after what's been an exciting weekend for all of us, and especially me. I am
very well put
in the top 10 in the top 10 of the Screamers League. I'm 10th. I absolutely cannot believe it. Finished on 80 points this weekend, and it wasn't looking like it was going to be a good weekend for me either, with Erling Haaland being out. But I'll go through, if you want, I'll get mine out of the way, mate. Go through my team.
Yeah, and just go for it.
Yeah, so I've got, in the end, I had quite a high scoring defence. So I have Raya in goal with 3 points, standard. João Cancelo got 6 points for the Man City clean sheet. William Saliba got 7. I think he got a bonus point on his. Mm-hmm. He did have a very good game, actually, for Arsenal. Eric Dier had 1, and then Kieran Trippier got 11 points for his fantastic performance against Aston Villa. I actually left him on my bench as well, but he's my first sub, so he got subbed in.
I mean, not that it mattered anyway. After looking at your bench, he could have been and you'd have still got ridiculous points.
So I also had Kevin De Bruyne in the midfield. Obviously, he scored the winner for Man City. Miguel Almiron, who is just in the goals at the minute, he got 12 points and De Bruyne got 11. Martinelli scored for Arsenal, 8 points. I then had Wilfred Zaha, who only got 2. And then Ivan Toney up front with 1. And obviously he's now suspended as well. Not a very good day for Toney owners. But next to him, Gabriel Jesus, who I actually vice-captained, so I got double his points. He got a couple of assists for Arsenal, so I've got 18 points for him. So in total, 80 points. Really solid week.
And, well, tell them about the bench.
The bench. I mean, it's not the worst bench I've ever had. That happened a few weeks ago. However, this is pretty poor. So Robert Sanchez, 5 points. Obviously, Erling Haaland got swapped out because he didn't start. So he's on there with 0. Ben Mee with 11 points. I mean, Ben Mee, when the fuck does Ben Mee ever score? when does he ever score? Never. So but he scored
Saturday.
Yeah, exactly, when I leave him on my bench. And then Leandro Trossard, who I'm not going to lie, I swapped Trossard in for Gross on the transfers at the start of the week, and I just thought I'll leave him on the bench. I wasn't expecting Brighton really to do much against Chelsea, and I was completely wrong about that. So
I mean, they both scored, didn't they? So it didn't really matter at the end, that transfer.
They did, but I mean, I would have left Gross on the bench if I kept Gross as well. Just I transferred him in with a view to, like, this week, for example, because I have 2 transfers. So, you know, it is what it is. He got 7 points. So I've got loads of points on the bench there as well. But the result is, like I said, I'm up to 10th in the league, which I think is absolutely fantastic. For one of the screamers to be top 10 in our own league. I'll probably drop straight out again this week.
Hopefully.
But who cares?
Yeah, the listeners don't know how unbearable you've been.
Actually, like I said, I don't think I've been that bad, to be honest.
No, you haven't, to be fair. You haven't.
It's just annoying, isn't it? Because every week I'm kind of like, oh, yeah, this week will be the one where I'm, you know, it all comes crashing down. And then it just keeps getting better.
I'm just glad the World Cup's coming soon. You'll lose interest. In second half of the season.
Not a chance. I'm top 10, mate. There's no way I'm losing interest.
I swear to God, if you go into the World Cup top 10, I'll be fuming.
Oh, mate, do you know what? That would be incredible, you know. But it's very tight. It's very, very tight. We've got, in our league at the minute, we've got one guy who's on 898 at the top. Two Emmys, one club, who I think is a Villa fan. He's top at the minute. He's like 20 odd points ahead of second place.
Overall rank is 1,605th.
Oh, that's very good. That's very, very good. So we're up against like some top level FPL players here. But yeah, so he's top. He's 23 points ahead of second place. So it's quite a big gap. And then it goes, as you sort of get down to like fifth downwards, it gets a lot tighter. So it's still all to play for. Still all to play for. There's still about like 20, 30 game weeks left as well. So
yeah, I mean, what was that game week? 13 or 14? 14.
14.
So 24 games to go, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. There's still plenty of opportunity to score points. Who knows?
I thought you were going to say opportunity to go down.
Oh, no, this is score points. So it's score points. I mean, who knows? By that point, Jake might be into the top 100.
Yeah. I doubt it, but the possibility's there.
you, Billy, you currently sit 51st.
Yeah. Not looking fantastic.
Talk me through your week. Do you know what? You didn't really have a bad week.
Yeah. No, I didn't, but my game week rank was 5 millionth. Oh. So yeah, I had a slight red arrow in the overall standings. I'll just whiz through my team quickly. Full clean sheets with the goalkeeper and defense for the first time in a long time. Actually, I think I had that the other week as well, but yeah. Nick Pope in goal with Ben White and Cancelo, all three of them getting 6 points. Kieran Trippier, the other one, obviously getting his clean sheet, assists, bonus, everything involved in that with 11. Then go down, I had Mo Salah was my captain, who got 14 points in total. I had Martinelli, who got 8 points. And then this is where things turn a bit sour. I've got Phil Foden, who, after a weeks-long break, Pep Guardiola decided not to start him.
Pep roulette.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous game.
Fucking arsehole. And then the player that I bought in, Bukayo Saka. I mean, it was very kind of him to get an assist 5 minutes into the game, which kind of set the tone for the game. However, going off after 24 minutes was not in the plan. And then Reece Nelson, his replacement, coming on, scoring 2 goals and getting an assist, I think, isn't exactly what I wanted to hear. So he's now out injured and only got me 4 points.
Do you know somebody captained Reece Nelson, apparently?
Apparently it was probably Reece Nelson.
Apparently there was 2 FPL players who captained him. Which is just stupid, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
like, he's not a star.
I can only imagine it's like a relative or a close friend or something that just has him in
Reece
there.
Nelson's dad,
and just leaves it for the season. It's like, I can't be asked, but this is my team, kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? No one's actually going out their way saying, you know what, Saka's going to get injured in the first half. Reece Nelson's going to come on and score a fucking hat trick. That's never going through someone's head.
I don't know how many points he had. How many points would he score for that 2 goals? He must have got a bonus point as well.
Yeah, let me have a look. Yeah,
big score.
I want to know now. Where is he? Nelson, 19 points.
Oh,
in 63 minutes.
That's a great return. Great return.
That is a bit mad. Yeah.
Do you know what? Besides that, you know, because obviously I was there at the game, I was watching. Besides that, he didn't really do much, to be honest.
Two goals, getting an assist, he didn't really do an awful lot.
Yeah, Arsenal just block it around and that. They were better than Forest from start to finish. Nelson didn't really have too much to do. He got forward and supported the... He was just in the right place at the right time, basically, for all of them.
If only it was Saka, man. If only it was Saka. I'd have been the one laughing on 80 points. You know, fuming. Absolutely fuming. Anyway, getting into the rest of the squad. I then had Andreas Pereira come on for Haaland, obviously. He got me 3 points. And then Tony and Mitrovic both got a point apiece. Tony, obviously, out. For their next game against Notts Forest, believe it or not, which is the team that I wanted him to play against. What an absolute stinker. So,
oh, no. Oh,
but
dear.
Yeah, my bench got 1 point in total. Iverson with 0, Haaland with 0, Mings with 0. Nico Williams came on for 26 minutes. Yeah. So, definitely. Not a fantastic week. Could have been much worse, but yeah.
It definitely could have been worse. It could have been worse. I'm just looking at the rest of the screamers. So, Simo has moved up to 73rd. He's closing the gap on you, Billy.
Slowly but surely. He'll get there by the end of the season.
65 points in his team. He's got Connor Cody in there on 7. It's a good return.
I told him about that one
as
well.
He's got Jesus, Martinelli, Ben White, clean sheet, 6 points. He did also captain Salah, so he got 14. And then, yeah, also suffered from the Foden, Tony, Andreas, Pereira situation. Also had Zaha as well, like I did. I just got 2 points. Then I've got to scroll way, way down to try and find Jake.
He's down there somewhere.
where is he, man? I'm still going.
I'm going to try and find. Just need to click Jake. Next until the end, I think.
Jake. Oh, this is poor.
Oh, we should have planned this.
Hang on, I think I've gone past him.
How have you gone past him?
I don't know. They all sort of blend into one.
Yeah.
Oh, here he is. 132nd. Oh, do you know what? He's actually had a really solid week as well. 77 points.
77?
Yeah, 77. He's
Jesus
a big mover.
Christ.
He's a big mover in the table, is Jake. So
that's absurd.
So he's started Kieran Trippier and Ben Mee and Saliba. So he's got... a lot of points in the defense.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I love how you just didn't count it up.
Yeah. It's just got 20, what is that, 20, 22, 29. 29. Plus Perisic as well. So that's 4 points. So that's
33 in the...
33 points in his back.
Plus Alisson. That's 35 points in the defence.
Unbelievable.
Incredible scenes.
He also captain Salah, so 14. He had Martinelli. And then Odson Edouard up front bagged himself a goal, didn't he?
He came in for Haaland, I think.
Yeah, he subbed in for Haaland, but he got a goal. And obviously Jesus next to him got 9. So, impressive from Jake, impressive.
Yeah. But, That's the one good week in the past 14.
Is that his best score? It might probably be his best score all season, actually. I was flicking through. Oh, no, he got 82 one week. That was a week where Erling Haaland, I think, came through for everyone.
Yeah.
it's his second best score so far in the FPL.
Fair play,
Jake. He's on the up. Yeah.
Slowly but surely. He's still 4 millionth in the world, mind. But he'll make up the ground.
I love looking at the league table and just seeing like where people are at. Is this guy? there's the guy who's.
It is a good pastime, isn't it?
The guy who's bottom of our league. He was joint. Well, he's 192nd, which is that's the total in our league. He's only on 170 points. Like, how is that? Has he must have joined late, surely.
Like, I don't.
Yeah, he started at game week 11. Okay, I feel bad taking the mick out of him then. So
how's he joined our league then? If he started at game week 11,
like I guess he's probably just found
tweets or something.
Must have done. Yeah, all the ones at the bottom appear to have joined like after game week one.
Yeah.
Apart from this guy I don't think has changed his team once.
The fella at the bottom has.
Yeah. Sure. So the guy who's 190th, Al Wellno. he hasn't changed his team once, and he's currently on 453 points. Really poor. You know, if you're listening, Al, well, you need to sort that out because Jake's leaving you in the dust at this point.
That's saying something.
Should we look ahead to the next game week? So next game week, obviously this weekend.
You've already made your sub, haven't you? Your transfer.
I've made my transfer already. Yeah, and it was, to be honest, Bill, I've got you to thank for it because I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
I normally don't even think about it until like a couple of days before game week. I would normally think about it towards like the end of the week, like a Thursday. But
thanks for letting us know that Thursday's at the end of the week.
No, towards the end of the week. With enough time to let things, you know, let them train in the week and that, and then they're just ready for match day. I look at it then. And this week you inspired me to take out Ivan Toney, who's going to be missing due to suspension, and bring in Callum Wilson. So I've done that. Newcastle have got Southampton away, so that's got goals written all over it. I've got Trippier, Almiron and Wilson now all in my team, and they're all potentially big point scorers. So I'm very much looking forward to this game week. That's it. The one transfer just for me. What about yourself? Have you had
any thoughts? Yeah, I was looking at Wilson. I was looking at him, but I don't know if I'm going to fall into some kind of trap or something. So I'm just going to have a quick look through. Ollie Watkins and Unai Emery's first game against Man United at home.
You're only a Villa fan would say that.
Yeah.
No, there's no one else in the league the country who's going, yeah, Ollie Watkins, I'm backing him to score this week.
You didn't need to.
It's Ollie's time.
You didn't even need to add the this week. He just won't score in any week. Honestly, I love Ollie Watkins so much, but if he was to have a gun to his head, he'd miss. I'm allowed to say it because I'm a Villa fan and I really like him.
Oh, God. Sorry, Ollie, if you watch him.
I'm sure he's
listening. Whatever you do with podcasts.
But I think there's only one transfer really. Well, I say one transfer. I'll have to make the two because I don't have enough money for it. But it is going to have to be Wilson for Toney and then Saka probably for Trossard, who I only took out a couple of weeks ago.
Mm.
I think that's probably what it's looking like for me, unless something dramatic changes. Maybe if Haaland's really out, then I'll have to look at that.
Yeah, potentially. I'm not sure what to do about Haaland. This is why I normally look at it on a Thursday, because you let the week play out a bit first, and then you see whether
I can't afford Wilson. When I sent that message into the group, I could afford it. Just I had the exact amount of money to just go totally out, Wilson in. But yeah, I didn't do it there and then, which was very foolish of me. But yeah, so at least it gives me the opportunity now to, if something serious happens, if a Champions League injury, something like that, I'll be able to
adapt,
if you like.
That's but the thing.
Having
That's
one transfer thing. And just one transfer available and so many kind of options to go down, not good, because I'll probably end up taking a I'll be taking a -4 at least, but I may even take a -8. We'll just have to wait.
-8. Yeah. Oh, desperate times.
Desperate times. Yeah, you can say that again.
Is it? Am I right in saying that we get another wild card or unlimited transfers or something while the World Cup's on?
World Cup's on after. I feel like game 16.
That's gonna be make or break, isn't it? When the league restarts, because you're gonna have so many players that have gone to it and they're gonna be sort of rested.
It opens everything up. It's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. So I've already used my free hit. I don't know if they're going to give us another free hit potentially, or they'll give us another wild card.
I'll be very surprised if they give us another free hit. We've got another wild card in the second half of the season anyway. We've basically got three wild cards this season.
Pretty much. Yeah. So I don't know.
Just need to kind of. It all goes down to the strategy. So, you've got a sprint to game week 16. And then you've got the World Cup, and then you just need to kind of split that in half, maybe.
I don't know. For me, it's kind of like there's so many players that are doing well for me. I don't really want to get rid of them. Martinelli, for example, like it could be a completely different player after the World Cup, you know? Yeah. So Jesus.
The thing is, they're all playing now for their place at the World Cup, aren't they? That's the thing.
Yeah, exactly. Afterwards. Especially if Brazil go and win the World Cup,
they won't.
What's Jesus going to do?
Argentina are going to win the World Cup. I'm telling you now.
That's a bold prediction.
It's happening. Lionel Messi's going to win the World Cup, and then he'll retire, or he will announce his retirement at the end of the season
from international football, or just from all football?
No, from all football.
No, he's going to play for Phil Neville.
Yeah,
Miami.
I don't know how much I'm buying into that.
Messi, he will play in the MLS because, think of the money, man.
Yeah, because this man really needs money, doesn't he?
This man has a deal with the Hard Rock Cafe. I had a Messi burger the other week. Of course, he wants the money. There's loads of Hard Rock Cafes in America. He's going around on a tour of them. Trust me, he's going for the money. I'm telling you now. And he's an Adidas. Adidas thing, isn't it? Like Adidas and the MLS are like sort of in bed together, aren't they? So they have a deal going on. Every MLS team. It has their kits made by Adidas. And
oh, really? I thought there was a couple different ones, but
no, they're all Adidas, and they have an Adidas development thing as well. I'm pretty sure that players get Adidas sponsorships and stuff through college and go into the league.
Fair enough.
But they're it's well set up for an Adidas person to go over to the MLS, like Beckham.
Gareth Bale Adidas as well?
I don't know. Might be. That might be why he's ended up in America. Yeah.
Could be.
Potentially. Yeah. Anyway. That'll happen. That'll happen.
Fancy MLS over here.
Now, what it does mean is that, in a few years' time, his value on Football Manager will be devalued so much that you'll be able to sign him from the MLS, on loan anywhere.
Yeah. That'd be great. Tag him a Red Bridge.
Yeah. Got Messi on loan. Yeah. Be class. Oh, I can't wait. Right. I think we're going to call it there. Wrap it up there.
Sounds good, mate.
But we will be back tomorrow. Total Screamers podcasts, doing podcasts every day. Should probably go check them out. If you've listened to this one, you'll probably like the other ones as well.
I'll be amazed if they've listened this far.
Yeah, well done you if you have. Thank you very much for joining me, Billy.
Pleasure as always, mate.
Likewise. We'll see everybody tomorrow. Goodbye.
Cheery bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.